morning. Good morning. No greater love. No greater love. I think that song says, no greater love than the love that you've shown me. Wow. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I say good morning to my enemies. Good morning to those who would despitefully use me. That's what the Bible says. Good morning to you too. Pray that you are experiencing God's best for your life. And I pray that you experiencing it with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Last night was one of those nights when I had to just felt like, anyway, like in this warfare, I was kind of fighting for my life. That happens periodically, you know, when you think God just throw you in the middle of a battle. It's not your battle. It's when he want to use you as an intercessor. And those kind of battles can be pretty rough. They can be pretty rough. But I'm going to tell you something. It's worth it. It's worth it to see God manifest his glory. It's worth it. I have received many emails and many texts this week. And a lot of those emails and texts say, I got it. I finally got it. And I asked one of those people to come on this morning, but I didn't ask them. I sent them a text because they're somebody I've been monitoring a long time too. Certain people, I actually watch. I watch their responses because I know where they are spiritually. And when they text me or email me and say they got it, I know then a whole bunch of people should have it or be in the midst of getting it or already have it. I want to talk a little bit about familiar spirits. I just want to talk a little bit about familiar spirits this morning. Because in actuality, in your whole walk with God, pretty much you're going to encounter them, and they're going to be one of your chief enemies. That's because they're so plentiful. And it's also because you have so many people nowadays dabbling in the occult openly, using occult mechanisms. I tell you what happened. A believer, a strong believer that I know, they were having a shakeup on their job. And they hired a new person. And the person came in executive status, VP type status. And the person came in making remarks like, yeah, I'm going to be at the top of this game here real soon. And they happened to have been talking to a Ted Liner. and the headliner, the Holy Spirit, had already cautioned the headliner something was wrong. And so this executive came like on Monday, and by Friday, two or three people were sick. I mean, you know, deathly sick. And two or three other people got fired for simple things in their industry that, I mean, you're talking about people with 20-year career employees. And this new executive was talking about, you know, they don't like to work, and they don't even know how things operate in this corporation. And they started giving their work to other people to do. And so the headliner is praying about it, because their spirit is not right about this. And a couple more people got sick. They had a power outage on the job. I said, you know what? I said, it sounds like your new executive knows how to do a little something, something on the dark side. I said, you be careful and you kick up your prayer life. So then the new executive said to the headliner, he was going home early every day and leaving his responsibility on other people. Lo and behold, when the headliner went into prayer, I said, don't you think some of these things are a little bit extreme? And then the executive got caught in a couple of lies. And I said, uh-oh. Then the executive was telling the headliner something about what the headliner was going to do or whatever. Now, the headliner was up for a promotion too. I said, I tell you what, you better do something, because then this executive started talking about, I'm going to bring my people in from my old job. I said, uh-oh. I said, you got a problem. He said, well, what's the problem? I said, Santeria. He said, what? I said, Santeria, that's your problem. Don't you get it? Power failure. Don't you get it? The person whose job he said he gonna have all of a sudden is deathly ill. Don't you get it? Two other people are so sick, 20-year veterans. Don't you get it? And he's saying he's getting ready to replace them with his people. I said, how can this phenomena be happening like this? How can this be? Other than through witchcraft. And sure enough, we got us a Santeria priest in operation, getting ready to clean house, getting ready to be promoted when they just came on the job. But they already took the person out who was above them. And I mean, this joker working fast. I said, oh, wow. This is too much here. I said, you better step up your prayer line. I said, you won't be getting that promotion if you don't. So they took a position and went into prayer and secured. They got their promotion, but now they got this over them. I said, you can't have that. I said, because every time your new boss tells you something to do, which the new boss don't even know the job yet, I said, and every time you come into agreement with the new boss to do it, you got to bind and rebuke. Because those spirits in your new boss are trying to bring you under subjection. And the only reason you're not sick right now is because you got the Holy Ghost and you know witchcraft when you see it. You might not have been able to identify it at first, but you felt it and you saw it and you know it. And if they hadn't done something about it, they would have been subject to it. And so that's why yesterday, but we went a different way, I had the subject a little bit, because I knew it was familiar spirits working. I knew it was familiar spirits and spirits of oppression, spirits unloosed to deliberately oppress you and bring you, whoever you are, under subjection to their will. Now, I know some of you haven't been on here that long, but I would suggest you check out some of the podcasts that are up. But I'm going to hit on familiar spirits a little bit, and I'm going to break assignments. But I want to warn you that there seems to be right about now an atmosphere. I mean, I'm seeing marvelous miracles. Don't get me wrong. I'm seeing a 4-year-old prophet lay hands on his own mother and pray. I saw a 4-year-old prophet, the one we prayed for that the world wanted to kill. And we Tedliners prayed for his little life. And I saw him activated yesterday as a baby prophet. Oh, it's good, it's good, it's good. But you know what? I don't care how good it is. You still have to maintain your prophetic spirit warfighter position always. Always. It's got to be as natural to you as drinking water or whatever you like to drink. Because I'm dealing with 3, 4, 5 different fronts at the same time, but you always, if you look deep enough, sometimes you don't even have to look deep. You're always going to find some familiar spirits somewhere trying to minister. So you got to, that's why it can't be like, oh, I'm going to be delivered. No, you got to live this thing every day. You got to deliver. And you got to know that the reason you got to live it is because there is a real war going on. And captives are still being taken every day. So God's purpose in getting you out of the victim mode into the spirit-filled believer that can stop this stuff and can help other people circumvent hits and wounds and woundings from the enemy. You see, you have to be a demonstration of the love of God on earth. I think the Bible calls you the light And the Bible says that a city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. You're the light of this world. Just think about that. Now God is ready to use you. He's been using you, but to a greater capacity. Why? Because there's no greater love than his, and he displays it his own way. Ain't that awesome?
I've been ashamed, so far from you, but you always find me, so high, so deep, is your heart for me.
Isn't that awesome? Awesome. No greater love. I think it's just wonderful. And see, you can really, really, really be effective in being what God needs you to be. I just really believe something. As I'm looking at what's happening around this world, and I try to maintain a global perspective, a worldly perspective, you know. And I think about some of the old songs that some of the old believers, my age and even older, used to sing and write. But I could tell you, in my spirit, man, and I sure hope you can possess this and feel it in your own. The angels in heaven are shouting right now because men and women are reclaiming. They're taking back. They're taking back inheritances and benefits from God, and covenant promises are being fulfilled. They really are. I hope you can see them. Better yet, I hope you can experience it. And I pray that you can have an even greater experience with the Lord. Because you know what? I finally got to understanding that God is experienced. Yep. You experience God. And that's how you know him better. The more you experience him, the better you know him. And those old saints of God, you know, some of your grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and mamas and daddy, they up in heaven shouting right now. They shouting because you got it.
Oh,
You see, you might be wondering why I'm feeling so good and why I'm feeling so great, really. I'm going to tell you why. I'm called, and you know I say it all the time, to reconnect people with Jesus. And then once I fulfill my mission to reconnect them with Jesus, then Jesus connects them with God, and then God connects them with the power of the Holy Ghost, and it starts all over again. But I am happy, happy that I'm doing my job, and I've done my job, and I've done a good job in my job. Yep. And I'm going to continue doing a good job until I leave here or, you know, until God takes me home or he comes first, whichever. But listen, I see it. When I can see a baby that I was asked to pray about 4 years ago, and the doctor tell the mama, your baby is not going to make it, why don't you have an abortion? And the mama say, nope. And the Lord say to me, he's a prophet. He will live. And just pray. He will live. No matter what it looks like, he will live. You hear me this morning? And so then I have to tell the mama, the grandma, and the great-grandma, too. This is three generations. God say he a prophet, and he'll live. And some other preachers confirmed it, too. But guess what? They're not in the picture today. I don't know where they are. But I saw this baby, 4 years old now. This is just mind expanding to me. I saw this four-year-old lay hands on his mama and pray for his mama. I saw this four-year-old, I led the four-year-old in an affirmation. I said, I need you to say, I. He said, I am, a prophet. He said, a prophet. I said, no, a prophet. He said, no, a prophet. It was so funny. I said, you are a prophet. He looked at me. I said, you are a prophet. He said, I am a prophet. You see, he was called as a prophet in his mama's womb. I know some of your kids have been too, but even though God calls them, our job is to reinforce it. So I've been praying 4 years to hear this baby say and to be able to lead this baby into the commissioning. It's kind of like, you know what it's like? It reminds me of David, King David. Remember when God sent the prophet Samuel with the horn of oil? Because David was called to be king, prophet, preacher, whatever, all of the above. So do you know how it makes my heart feel to see this manifestation before my own eyes? God is faithful. 4 years later, when he was in the neonatal, you know, some of you prayed with him too. When he was in the neonatal, rushing from one hospital to another hospital, the Lord say, don't worry. When he opens his eyes, look into his eyes, he's fine. And I kept saying to his grandma, I said, has he opened his eyes yet? And they said, no. I said, well, God said when he opened his eyes, look at those eyes. And this is the first time up close I had an opportunity to eyeball to eyeball look in his eyes. You hear me? To look into the deepness and the stillness and to look into a manifestation of Jesus through this baby's eyes. Oh, I'm a happy camper. I'm a happy camper. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A rewarder. Every one of his promises to us are yes, and they are amen. Every one of his promises. God is so faithful. It almost scares me, really. I had to back up yesterday. I had to stop. I had to just stop. And I had to just thank God for his grace in allowing me to stand in faith. And, oh, yeah, and by the way, I've been praying for this little boy for 4 years. I didn't know if I would ever see him up close. It didn't matter. God said, stand as a watch over his soul. And you know what? Some of you, God has told somebody to stand as a watch over your soul. And that's the very one where the enemy going to try to get you away from. The enemy going to try to get you to hate and not like. Because that's the devil's tactics. That's why we have to stand not in ourselves, but we have to stand in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see it. I see it. I looked into those little eyes. And I didn't, it wasn't my idea for him to pray for his mama. I'm sitting here praying for his mama, and he playing with a fire truck with a microphone. And he repeating every word. I hear this little voice. I'm saying, in the name of Jesus, I hear this little voice say, in the name of Jesus, over a microphone. And I'm thinking, boy, this baby. I said, oh, so he's going to have a radio ministry too. He's saying every word I'm saying on his own. Now, nobody prompted him. Nobody. So then after I saw him do it, then the Lord said, get him to pray for his mama. You got to stand in faith. Every promise of God is true, but you got to stand in faith. And the thing I don't understand about some of you, you have a witness. All I am is a witness. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm a good witness for Jesus. I'm a good witness. Because for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die, and for Jesus, everything in the middle. And that's not negating God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus. You know what? We had baptisms. We had lots of baptisms. And I'm thankful to say Jesus Believers Pool is alive and well. We had lots of baptisms. And I thank God that I went down to the North Georgia Revival. It wasn't in the pool. It was in the office. All of them laid hands on me. I had all of them pray for me. The pastor, his wife, Pastor Marty, even the church secretary. I don't think I ain't no renegade. I'm not a rebellion. I'm not an island unto myself. I believe in the body of Christ. And sure enough, I got my own anointing in the name of Jesus. When I say my own anointing, for my ministry in the baptismal pool here. But it doesn't matter to me. People can go down there or they could come here and you could take your choice. Whatever makes you comfortable, wherever you feel God, or whatever you feel God in, that's what you gotta do. But the main thing, guess what you gotta do? You got to love, you got to love, you got to lay down all this old crazy resentment and bitterness and stuff from the devil. You gotta love, you don't have no choice. You gotta love.
Something that displays pain.
8108, the mic is open. I got your mic open. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Introduce yourself and talk about that email you sent me.
Good morning, Jesus Believers Church. This is Kanisa, Dr. Erica.
I know. They don't know, but I know.
This is Kanisa. Oh, wow, Dr. Erica. I don't know where to start. I feel like I've given birth because I have been travailing for so long, and I didn't even know that I was struggling. And until I met you through the Sheila Zielinski show, and I just knew, you know, that this is where I'm meant to be. But then you kept on saying, I'm no one's pastor, I'm no one's pastor. And I'm like, wow, this makes it complicated. But anyway, I have nowhere else to go. So I'm just going to, stay here because this is where I'm going to get free. And I have been.
Tell them a little background. And I didn't know you had me sending your cross to South Africa.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I started listening to the TED line about almost, I'm going just over 2 years, and I was still living in another country then. That was Dubai. So I couldn't, and because they have so many rules and such, I didn't want to risk, you know, sending my cross into the country, because what they usually do, they have to open every single delivery. So I had to send it home to South Africa. And it took a while, but when it got there, my mom was like, ah, oh, wow, this cross. What is this? and I'm like, no, it's my cross from Dr. Erica. She's like, there's something about this cross, because she held the, because they received the package while I was still in Dubai, and she called me and she told me that the mailman got lost or something like that, but there was some, you know, some evil hindrances going on with the cross. And when she got the package in her hands, she's like, wow, angels delivered this package. And I was like, Mom, don't be, you know, don't be dramatic. She's like, no, angel delivered this package. There's something about this package. And I was like, it's my cross, you know, from Dr. Erica. And now that I'm back home, I normally have it in my hand when we do our night prayers. And she's always joking that, okay, don't put that cross next to me. I'm scared of that cross. You know, you know, that's a supernatural cross. I don't want to, you know, do things now, you know. But I have to say it is true. I have been, since I received that cross, Dr. Erica, I have... it has taken my faith to from one level to the next. And the strange thing is I couldn't see it. I cannot explain it. I couldn't see it. Like, it's only now when I look back that I can see and be able to tell people how far I've come. But it seemed like I was just in... constantly fighting one battle to the next, from another to the next, and it was just not fun. And it's only now, last week, that I can say, yeah, God has really bound my enemies. They can do nothing to me now. They never really could, back then, but now I know that it doesn't matter what they think they can do. It doesn't matter how many hindrances they put in my life, but God said, yes, they will form those weapons, but they will never, never prevail. And it took so many months to actually get that. Yeah, they will make those weapons, but they will not prevail. They will not succeed. Yes, I will see them, but they will not take form. And Dr. Erica, I got it. I got it.
I know.
I really, really got it. The fear is gone. Get it. And I'm so full. I'm so full. It's my mind is clearer. For such a long, long time, I could never get. I knew that I should have some type of connection between my heart, spiritual heart now, and my spiritual mind. But there's always just been that blockage, and I couldn't pinpoint it. I would get the word, and I would do my best to meditate on the word, but something would always happen that would make me forget the word. And God, in his mercy and faithfulness, he would always be sending people to remind me. Oh, gosh. They would be reminding me, but still I wouldn't be able to make the connection. But last week, Dr. Erica, I just knew, okay, this is for me. This is for me. I got it. I got it. I should just persevere and keep going. What God tells me, just going at it. He's faithful. It will come to pass. He cannot lie. It's as you said, even if God hasn't made something for us yet, but because he said it, it will take form. He's God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. You see, brothers and sisters, I asked her to come on this morning. And I want, because God is all over the world. It's the same God. When we connect with God, there are no limitations. And he's everywhere. He's everywhere. But the thing is, you got to have a real thing.
Singing the morning.
You know what? You one of the other ones I've been monitoring. Because I knew when you got it, you were going to have it and be able to give it out, and it was going to be authentic and genuine. So I've been monitoring you in prayer. You know. You know. You?
Yes.
You
yes,
know.
Dr. Erica. I've been seeing you and hearing you in my dreams. Like, oh, she's praying for me. I would hear some of the prayers. I knew, you know, he is so merciful. That was just one of the ways he was encouraging me to hang on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew.
And see, you have a deep and rich spiritual inheritance. And I knew God was just using me to pull it out, to just pull it out so that he could sanctify it and go ahead and really, really, really use you. Now he's going to really, 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 really use you. He's going to use you.
Don't I know it, Dr. Erica? Because now I'm sure. I'm mm-hmm. sure. There's no doubt in my mind. What I hear, I know when it's him now. I know, and it's been him all along. I can tell the difference because that's always been the huge part of my struggle. I couldn't really pinpoint, you know, the devil masquerades as an angel of light mm-hmm. most of the time.
mm-hmm.
So he would just, this confusion. But lately, Dr. Erica, I know. I don't know. This is God. This is God's footprints, you know? And
uh-huh.
I'm going to just be still and persevere on the word, on what he has told me. It will come to pass. In fact, some of them have already come to pass. Last week already, I was so blessed by Apostle Jean's testimony. That was mm-hmm. another testimony that just propelled my faith to the next level. Oh, wow.
Praise God.
Yes.
It is whatever it is, whatever it is. With all of our mistakes and with all of our flaws, you know, the most important thing of all is that we hold on to the fact that God loves us. And because he loves us, nothing, absolutely nothing can stop the power of his love for us. Now, they say, and they want to try to make us believe he loves everybody. I believe that, but I know the truth. He don't love everybody the same. The Bible says he don't love everybody the same. He didn't call everybody John the Beloved, did he? No, he didn't. He called Peter, Peter. He called Matthew, Matthew. But he called John the Beloved. And other people around him, just like Lazarus. When Lazarus died, they say, Lazarus, who you love, has died. Brothers and sisters, God loves you too. He loves you too. He loves you too first. And then you receive that. I want you to just, I don't know, I'm getting ready to sign off, but I'm going off with this music right here. I'll do the Familiar Spirits on Wednesday.
Love like the ocean, so hard to find.
love you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. You. God loves you.